Okay, lunchtime, and I'm about to starve to death. Minor little moment of a little slice of corporate life, which I dig my job for the most part. It's pretty cool. Certainly, the way things are in the economy now, I'm fairly happy to actually have a job. And directly in front of me here is the CEO of our company, going out to lunch. There's a particular device that our department bought a little while back, and it's certainly an upgrade from the previous version of said device, which is good, but it's a little bit off and not giving us exactly the results we want. The problem is everyone's complaining that it's not giving us the results we want, and yet everyone's afraid to actually do any of the calibration that we got training for in order to fix said device, or to adjust it to where it's a little bit more in the threshold of where we would like it to be. But the irony there is they won't stop complaining, and yet they refuse to actually touch it and try to do anything to it. Instead, they keep insisting that it would be a good idea to call the tech people, the vendor people that we actually bought this device from. The irony there is I completely understand the frustration that this guy would feel, because there's not much he can do on his end. It's something that we should be dealing with anyway. Just a little slice of corporate life right there. Figure if that's the worst thing that happens all day today, or even this week or this month, I guess we'll be in good shape. But yeah, somebody was asking me about sort of my views on technology yesterday. And because I sort of made the joke that especially now that I do Audio Boo and I record, you know, at least a couple of times a day and post it online now, that I blog pretty much every day to my journal online, Isobon's journal. I made the joke that I feel a little bit like a cyborg these days, because I feel like I'm always plugged in. And I immediately got this very dire sort of prediction of how awful it was and how much humanity is losing by turning over so much of our lives to these machines and all this technology and woe and gloom and doom. And then this was basically my answer. And I wish I had been quite this. I was an on-the-spot answer. So this will probably be a little bit more well thought out than that one was. But the bottom line is my iPhone, which I do this little mini podcast through, and also keep my notes on, also Twitter and email and all these other things my iPhone does for me, and then my computer doing the same. These are just tools. I'm not plugged into it any more than I'm plugged into a hammer or a television, and I'm certainly not plugged into any televisions, not the way most people are. But or a car, you know, you sit in your car and, you know, we don't even think about it, but think about how dependent we are on our vehicles, on our automobiles. How quickly would things fall apart if we suddenly gave up that tool? You know, it's you want to talk about being connected to something, there you go. Civilization is connected to it. I'm not connected to my iPhone or Twitter or Audio Boo or my blog any more than I'm connected to the other tools that we make to enhance what we do. It's not about turning over control or turning over my life to machines. It's about doing the same thing that humanity has always done, which is we use these things to extend our ability to grow and to change and to create. And that's exactly what this is. And I think it does it very well. And I think it's only going to get cooler and more extreme, and I'm anxious to see it.